Today's short is being brought to you by Goya Foods. If it's Goya, it has to be good.
Your daily game plan for success. It's Sacks in the Morning. Steve Sacks.
Hi, Steve Sacks here with Sacks in the Morning, and happy Wednesday, the 27th of July. Some of my favorite times of year. I remember my childhood going outside, scorching hot in Northern California, playing ball with my brother. And when we come inside, my mom would say, "What are you doing in the house? Get out of here. Get outside and go play some more and enjoy that 106 degree weather." And I did. And that's why these days today of 100 plus, just love it. Love it. Oh, so anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent. Today, we're going to talk about resentment. Okay, this is a bad thing, folks. And we're going to try to uncover it a little bit and make you get rid of resentment. Because all you're doing is putting yourself in your own personal jail, which is no good. And here on this podcast, we want to be about positivity and help people. All right? So we're going to talk a little bit about getting rid of resentment. I heard this saying, harboring resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die, right? It's no good. Can't be holding that resentment in. It just will drain you. It's a mind cluster, you know what I mean? And we don't need that. So we're going to talk about a few things about resentment and how to maybe get rid of some of that. It's no good, all right? So resentment precludes acting in anyone's best interests and is therefore a persistent cry of powerlessness. Now, there's two major reasons it's so easy to get stuck in recurring sour moods of resentment. Number one, it explains misfortune and seems to insulate against disappointment. So humans need to have explanations for their painful experience. Even a completely inaccurate explanation feels more empowering than the doubt and confusion of no explanation at all. Nah, the world sucks, or I'm a loser, or I'm married to an abuser. It seems pretty bad, yet they seem even better than, oh my God, why is this happening to me? So the power of resentment, and it's powerful in a negative way, it's really just a mind drain. It just will totally deplete you of your energy. Resentment's easy explanation of bad feelings is a large part of why it lasts so long. Without covert resentment, even a depressed brain will eventually look for ways to heal and correct and improve. A worried brain, free of hidden resentment, will muster the resources to find the antidotes to anxiety, learning more, making plans, and increasing the ability to cope. A brain confronted with frustration and failure but free of resentment will reconceptualize the problem and try something more likely to succeed. So the bottom line is we love to rid ourselves of any resentment. Most straightforward, sane people know that resentment's not a good thing. It's like smoking. I mean, people know it's bad. You want to get rid of it. So eventually you're going to have to face the 800-pound gorilla in the room and just let it go. In some cases, letting go of resentment means forgiving. I always felt like if you can't forgive somebody else, then you're not going to be forgiven. That's just the way I think. Fair is fair, right? Some individuals find that making peace with something that happened and moving on works better for them. Regardless of how someone chooses to get rid of resentment, it most likely means adjusting their frame of mind or emotional responses. And a couple of ways I thought of that is, how about if you explore empathy, number one. And the other one that I always talk about on this, on our podcast, is to cultivate gratitude. I think starting there with those two, empathy and cultivate gratitude, is a great way to start to get rid of that horrible thing, that mind drain that we call resentment. And I always thought about it this way, and this is what I really believe that most of it breaks down to, is resentment could be a PEBCAC problem, folks. An absolute PEBCAC problem. Now, some of you may not have heard of PEBCAC, but maybe you should write it on your coffee cup in the morning, because when you go to work, when you have some issues in your life, it could be a PEBCAC problem. Well, what the heck is PEBCAC? Well, you know what? PEBCAC, it's an acronym, and it stands for this. You ready? Wait for it. PEBCAC means problem exists between keyboard and chair. Think about it. And that's my short for today. If you like what you heard, give us a positive review, subscribe, and share. Also, remember that the Sacks in the Morning swag is now available on my Instagram site. Go to sacksinthemorning_podcast. You'll see it right there on the Instagram, and just hit the link. Everything's there. Mugs, hats, tumblers, you name it. Take advantage of it. Today's short was brought to you by Goya Foods. If it's Goya, it has to be good.